Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night to each and every one of you out there, especially in the internet land. Well, this is your Saturday morning entertainment show. I'll be your host for today, Ivor Henry, alongside Cardinal Mills, co-host. And of course, in studios already we have Sister Kathleen and Brother Leon Francis. So I think without any further ado, we'll just have Sister Kathleen come on in and have the opening prayer, followed by Mr. Leon Francis. Good morning, Sister Kathleen. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, Brother Ivor?
I am well. Today is a good day. It's one going to be for the archives because we have a wedding that's coming up, so we're going to celebrate Stephanie and Kelvin. They're having a wedding today, later this evening. So we're pretty much dedicating the show to them today. But we're going to ask you to open in prayer and followed by Leon.
Good morning, radio audience. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day of your goodness. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We thank you for your countless mercies and grace in this week. We are thankful for all your blessings given to us. We ask you today, Lord, to remove any distractions that would inhibit us from hearing your word and being edified and encouraged today. We ask you to bless our radio audience from the music, promises from your word, and prayers. May everyone be encouraged today from this podcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And good morning to you, Mr. Leon Francis. I'm not hearing you, Leon. Okay, I think you've muted your phone there, Leon. Still not hearing you. Okay, we'll say good morning to Donna. She's
good morning.
Okay, we have you now.
Okay, good. I'm sorry about that. My phone has always been muted to avoid any distractions or interruptions. But thank you for bringing me on this morning again. And just want to say good morning to all your listeners. And, of course, to Sister Kathleen in studios, in online with you. Wonderful day, and what a beautiful day the Lord has made for us today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your providing yet another wonderful day in my neck of the woods, and pray, Father, that everywhere else is enjoying similar weather conditions. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely thy dear friend Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, and in recent time his wife Anne. We pray for Bobsy Nisbet and her daughter, Murchis, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Edward Carter, Oliver Solomon, and Erica Mida Willett, Lord. We pray also for Wentworth, Gobrel, Telbert, Juane, my brothers and sisters, Kelman, Joseph Guntrup, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens. And Lord, we also pray for Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Linford McKenzie, Dawn Simon, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We just pray for them. We pray you just touch them from the bottom of the feet to the top of their head, Lord. We pray especially for this wonderful show this morning. We pray it will go on without any interruptions, Lord. We pray that it may bring something new to someone, Lord. And we trust that everyone who participates may perform to the optimum, Lord. We are indeed privileged, Lord, to hear this broadcast this morning, and we trust that everyone will leave this today enjoying every moment of it. Lord, we ask all these in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for that, Leon. And like I said, for those prayers, they say when the praise goes up, the blessings come down. So we have no qualms about that. You know, there's a greater power. Whatever you deem to call him, whether Jehovah, Jehovah, Jesus,
amen,
Messiah, we know there is a greater power. So for that, we're going to give thanks. Let's hear from Donna up in the north. Donna, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning. I'm fine this morning. Good morning to Murchis, to Leon, to everyone, Kathleen, who is listening at this time. Yes, we had a cool evening here in New York. It's 66 degrees now, but it promises to warm up into the 70s a little later today. But I'm fine.
Very good. Very good. We're going to be joined by Cardinal a little later. He's on, but he's not audible at this time, but she will be with us momentarily. So just want to say good morning to Dennis over there in Southern California. He's in his PJs this morning. Now we have to find out from him later whether he's in his short pants or in his long pants. But it is very, very early for him, and we do not take it lightly. For him to get up this early to be on the most awesome show, as he put it, on a Saturday morning. Well, folks, you know, we are doing our inspirational portion from the onset until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have sports. Leading the way is going to be the Patriots versus Trinidad, the land of the hummingbirds. That comes up at 10 o'clock on the spot. So we're going to have sports for quite a bit this morning after 10 o'clock. up to the 12 o'clock hour. We'll be kept abreast. We'll keep you abreast with what's taking place there in that match. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Mawubi's son, Mr. Audley Watson. Colonel would be able to bring that to you. We'll become audible just after that. And, of course, Colonel would greet his special fans. He has a lot of fans, but there are some special ones that say they want to hear the name on the radio. So he obliges, and he makes sure he calls their name. Liam would have dubbed it that the sweetest name. Sweetest time you can hear your name is to hear it on the radio. So for those folks, listen up and try. I don't know what's the criteria to join Cardinal's special fan list. He'll tell us one of these days. It's a secret. But I always wait for him to miss one. That way I get to tell him a good. That's what you get for calling names when you leave out a name. It's an entertainment show, so we try to get some laughter in between. That's one of the laughters. Well, as usual, we ask you to share the live. You can always join us on the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. Ask someone to just come and interact with us or just to listen up. We would greatly appreciate that. Well, you know the numbers called 563-999-3693. You chose to say something, you push the one, you become audible. All we ask that you try to keep your conversation within broadcast standard. First of all, respect yourself, then you'll respect others. And, of course, we will be in for a wonderful show. Again, I want to say a special good morning to Kathleen down there in the Virgin Islands. She dubbed this first portion her special part of the show. So we always say this portion is dedicated to her. That's Kathleen, Dr. Kathleen Tweet in the Virgin Islands. She requested a song. I have to see if I can find it here. So sooner or later, I'll have to get the correct name. But let's see what we can have here. Did I finish? Yes, well, of course. We have to remember the Antigua Care at 10:45. We might just happen to think they're still alive and well, but they're a little under the weather. We had a call there from one of them. Let's just leave it at that. And they're trying to recuperate. Well, I should say Sister Cochran. And they're still very much in tune to help the folks who are less fortunate, especially over there in Antigua and Barbuda. So we will not forget them and their efforts that they would have done in the past. So at 10:45 this morning, we'll try to heal the world. I sure Dennis should be happy to feature them this morning. And, of course, we'll have an open line type anytime after that, say 11 o'clock. Kano will have a commentary for us. Most of the time, we will just dive into something that he would be saying. But like I said, you two can be a part of the conversation. You can bring a topic and pique the interest of us and others and to yourself, and you will become audible. All right, let's see if I can get something starting here. B.B. Winans, how about that? We hear songs here sometimes that we don't hear or haven't heard him in a long time. This one was way back in 1999. Let's see.
Understand why you care so much.
mystery. Time and time again I ask myself, what have I done to deserve such wealth? The price you pay I can never repay, your generosity. In order to save me, in order to save the day, cause of love you place yourself in harm's way. It's truly beyond me, left without a word to say. What kind of love would place yourself in harm's way? What kind of love would place yourself?
Debbie Winans, Angie and Debbie Winans. Let's hear from them. I believe.
I believe in raindrops fall. corner to give a little flower life. I believe the sun shines brightly to show off beautiful sight. I believe in Martin Luther, and for freedom he did fight. I believe that he was chosen to try and change the wrong to right. I believe man was made for woman, for the two to multiply. I believe in Mary's baby, I believe in Jesus Christ.
Question in all honesty, yes, we believe. All of us on here, we know we believe, believe it or not. That's the Wynand, what's the name, Vicky and Debbie. Oh, I lost my screen here. Where did it go? Where did my screen go? Okay, here it is. Angie and Debbie Wynand. We would have heard from BB Wynand a while ago, so why not hear from the great one? And these are from the WOW Gospel Group from 1999. Let's hear from Cece Wynand. Well, All right. Jogging the memories. We know some of you were not even born yet in 1999, but these are the great Winans. We had B.B. Winans, we have Angie, and now we had C.C. Winans. I love that beat. But right about now, we're going to have Sister Kathleen come on in to give us something to inspire us. Remember, we're into the inspiration portion. So, Sister Kathleen, you're
Okay, thank you. Our inspirational thoughts for today come from Psalm 103, a psalm of David. It reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, who ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Our primary focus is in verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In other words, we should never forget the things our Lord has done for us by his death and resurrection, even when we don't always realize how he is operating in our storms of adversity. God will allow our storms in life to build our strength. Now let's enumerate these benefits. The Lord gives us based upon his death and resurrection. Verse 3 says, he forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Verse 4 says, he redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Verse 5 says, he fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 6 says, the Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Now, as we continue to read in Psalm 103, we read about the Lord's character. Can he lie about all his benefits? No. Verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Verse 10 says, verse 10 says, he will not always strive with us, which is verse 9, nor will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10 says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Verse 11 says, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. Now, who are those who fear him? They are the ones who revere him, honor him, exalt him, worship him. They are the ones who obey him. Far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So as we continue to refresh our minds about the benefits of knowing our Lord, we see his abundant mercies. Let's take time today and throughout the week to reread Psalm 103. especially when the enemy tries to steal, kill, or destroy our faith. We can rest in God's promises always because he is sovereign. We can have peace in our soul because of who he is, our high priest. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let us choose to remember his benefits to us and not focus on our problems, but his promises each day, in spite of how we feel, what the doctor says, or how our circumstances appear to be. God is a good God all the time, and he will always work all things out for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And that is from Romans 8:28. Lord, we thank you for your words of encouragement to your children. We pray they will listen to godly counsel and receive instruction so they will be wise in their latter days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. That's a real inspiration there. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you. At this time, just want to say a special good morning to Tracy and Angela. They're in our presence here. They're attending a wedding. I'm going to look and see if they're going to try to outdo the wedding groom today. I'm going to be behind the camera. I'm going to zoom in. I'm going to focus and see what's taking place. Well, we go up until 10 o'clock for the inspiration, and we're still keeping it real. It's still an entertainment show. So that was just for us, really. Let's get Father, I love you, as we just heard in that inspiration there when Sister Kathleen spoke about Father.
You see, I just want to take some time right now to say thank you, my Lord, for each and every little thing. I'm staying. Didn't I?
Father, I love you. And hear that? I love you. Well,
okay. Ah, yes, God. I needed someone who could take away this emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. Life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let friends I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. In the middle of the night, Lord, we need you. Isn't it funny that we are the ones who always leave God and he has never left us? Or has he ever forsaken us? Come on, guys, we got to get with it. Oh, God is a just God. All right, let's go to this one. We're going to go back to the Caribbean Gospel. Let's worship.
Is it okay if we were to worship him for a minute? If we could just set our cares and our troubles aside and just focus on him, concentrate on him, and glorify his name. Come on, come on, come on and worship him now. Just come on and tell him how much you long to worship. Just come on and tell him, say, Lord, you alone, you alone. Yes, you alone, God. Say, you alone, you alone. God, you alone, you alone, Jesus. Say, God, I long to worship. God, I long to worship you. I've been waiting all week. I've just been waiting for this moment that I can come before you to worship you. Say, God, I long. Is it okay if we were to tell him that we love him? Say, I love you, Lord. Father, I love you. Come on and worship. Lord, we adore you. Or just glorify him for just a minute. Come on, set aside your cares. Set aside your troubles. And just glorify him for a minute. Just come on, come on, walk with me into the throne room of God. Let's glorify. Come on and glorify. One step further and just say, Spirit, I love you. Say, Holy Ghost,
we love you.
Say, we love you. King of Kings. God, we just want to say I love you. And we worship you because you are God and God alone. And as we now boldly enter into the throne room of grace, we want to give you the highest praise. Oh, come on and worship with me. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Understanding that this is the highest praise that we can ever give to you. God, we magnify you, God, because this is to you. The glory and honor be to your name, to your matchless name. God, we honor you. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We worship you, God, hallelujah. Because you are God, because you do you, because you are who you are. Of your goodness in my life. Oh, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Oh, let it be.
Yes, indeed, and that was a long one, but it was specially dedicated to Godfrey Bobsey Nisbet over there in New York City, and that was sent in by her lovely daughter, Mertrice Nisbet. She asked for that one. Well, Sister Kathleen, we're going to ask you to dismiss us from the inspirational portion, so if you'll be so kind to do so, come on in.
Okay. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to recall all of your benefits from Psalm 103. We know they will never return void. Now we pray for the sick and the shut-in, the challenged, depressed, and all who are impacted by some particular circumstance today. Cause them to speak life to their concerns. For you said life and death are in the power of the tongue. Keep them hopeful, trusting your promises. We thank you, Lord, and bless your name for giving us your wisdom, stamina, clarity of mind, mercy and protection, power and provisions for this week. And most of all, help us to be motivated to disciple others for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I should dismiss from the inspirational portion, but stand by for support.
Don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. He's my shoulder, you can lean on me.
child who is sick and begging to be free, but there is no cure for his disease. He looked up to his mother as she holds his hand, praying that someday the sun will shine again and the pain will end. I am here. You don't have to worry. I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. Here's my shoulder. You can lean on me. Tell me, how can I love Jesus when I never seen his face? Yet if I see you dying, I wouldn't turn and walk away. So hold my hand and let me take you to a friend of mine who is waiting just to ease your troubled mind. He loves you more than you'll ever know. Instead of walking away, open up your heart and say, there's a man standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying? Oh Lord, I am here. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call.
Yes, indeed. Well, right about now, we're going to be getting into some sports here. We know the Patriots are taking on the Knights over there in Trinidad and Tobago. We were in search of David, but we're not finding him at this time. So let's... And then, of course, we have Leon and Dennis.
That's right. Oh, we are the
Turn it up to the top, it's time to jump up. People, are you ready? Windies in the land, just put up your hand. It's time to party.
Up your hand, them jump to your feet. Yo. The party make the vibes complete.
No.
Caribbean, so we dance in the street.
Hey.
Pakistan, wave your hand. Yeah. Make me see you every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up.
Jump.
Everybody, make me see you. Wake up.
Wake up.
Ago, and we are gloating, of course, we are gloating. But we know New Zealand is taking on the UAE. We know that the Trinbago Knight Riders are taking on the, I think it's Nevis Patriots. We know that's in store, so we're going to have, as a matter of fact, we had the Masters down in Lauderdale. I know Chris Gayle team played yesterday. I don't have a score on that, but Donna, bring us up to speed with what's taking place in terms of the Patriots on the Trinidad Knight Riders. Okay, Donna B, where are you? Yeah, you're here.
So I'm right here. I'm right here.
Yes, we know the.
Yes, so there has been rain, but they started on time in St. Lucia. Patriots chose to field the tour without loss. But there's a lot of cricket playing today, a lot, about 10 games on right now.
Yes, because we realized New Zealand too, they just started. New Zealand just started against
with UAE. We also have the 100 going on, male and female. We also, I think the Lanka League has something today as well. Lanka League, I think, has an eliminator today.
Okay, well, we have Dennis and Leon standing by. I mean, today is just in brief. Tomorrow, the heavyweight comes in. So, folks, you can come on in and let us know what's in store for tomorrow and what would have taken place during this week, as a matter of fact. So feel free to come on in. But Guptill is batting right now with Mark Dale. You know, Mark Dale, yeah, he comes out of Trinidad there. He plays in MAC T20 League as well. Mark Dale, that left-handed batsman and off-spin bowler. So he's opening the batting today. So let's see what Shaka will do for the Patriots. Let's see. Cottonwood always asks who is playing from the Leeward Islands. So maybe we can have a rundown here. The St. Kitts Nevis Patriots team is Evan Lewis. He is the captain, of course. We have Andrew Fletcher. We have Corbin Beach. We have Chauffin Rutherford. We have Ambati Raidu. We have Joshua De Silva. He's the keeper. I'm surprised he's not the captain because West Indies already invested in him to captain the 18. But I guess the Patriots
kind of been around the world. Yeah. Pakistan,
We have something coming in there. Somebody mute. We have Linde. We have Dominic Drake. Sheldon Cottrell, we have O'Shane Thomas, that's Leon's boy there. O'Shane Thomas, the speedster out of Jamaica. And we have Blessings Mazura Bani. Okay, so that's the squad, really. And for the Knight Riders, of course, we have Dr. Wissett up front and Mark Dale. We have Chadwick Walton, the wicketkeeper. Nicholas Puran, and he's not the captain. We still have Kyron Pollard, who's still here, captaining, trying to maybe captain the rest of the world team. Andy Russell, Dwayne Bravo, Salil Narayan, Akeel Hussain, Kadeem Aleem, and Jaden Seals. Well, some people decide, well, Trinidad is playing against Trinidad. And the Trinidad team, which is the Knight Rider, and the Trinidad second team is the Patriots. We've been hearing about that over the years. So, well, Evan Lewis out of Trinidad is the captain, so it's another Trinidad team, like they say. But, folks, like I said, sports is going to be ongoing because since these matches are live, we're going to bring you updates as we go along. So, if nobody else have anything to say at this time, we're going to just have it really, really.
Ivor.
Yes.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Women's World Cup. As you know, it's going on, and it's coming to the end almost, you know. Today, Australia went down to... is it? Yeah, went down... 2-0. Somebody is coming in there. Somebody's coming in, so I guess.
Yeah, some noise is coming in there. Who's that there now? Okay, we got it covered, Leon. Go on. Go on, Leon.
Okay, England are in the final with is it? My goodness, I just
lost for words now. Let me just give me a few minutes. I'll call right back.
They're in the final with Spain.
Spain, that's right. They're in the final with Spain tomorrow. And Australia went down to Sweden today, is it? And
Australia
they were defeated by two goals to nil. So the Australia, they fought hard and they did not have a bad tournament. And but the most important facts I want to bring to the attention of the folks is that, you know, in World Cup soccer, is paying so much money. I tell you, the winner will be, well, they have it as the whole team will make, whoever wins the tournament make $10 million, $10,500,000. The association will get $4.290, and each player will get $270,000. The second place, which could either be England or Spain, will get three. The association will get $3,015,000, while per player they'll earn $195,000. And in all, that association will earn $7.5 million. $7.5 million. That's a lot of money, and it goes on and on. Third place will earn some, the whole total that will be paid to the per team or association, the $6,750,000. How much are we talking about? And all in all, they'll be paying out some $110 million. I don't know when cricket will ever reach that height. So I'm saying to the folks, well, you to strive to be a soccer player, and you will probably earn some money. That's about all I have to say. But tomorrow is the final, and look out for a wonderful tournament.
Okay, Dennis?
Can you say something?
Sorry, when you finish, Leon?
Yeah, I'm going. Go ahead.
I was... point out the CPL is ongoing right now with the Knight Riders 10 without loss. We have the men's 100 in England. That is ongoing. One match is currently going on. The Trent Rockets 95-3 against the Birmingham Phoenix. We have the women's 100, and that is the overall invincible women's 75-3 against the Southern Brave women. We do also have in the Lancashire, sorry, the Sri Lanka, the Lanka League, have the qualifier match to the Love Candy Group 18-1 off the 2.6 over against Gal Titans. And so it goes in New Zealand 14-1, Trinidad Knight Riders 12 without loss, and the California Knights in against the Texas Chargers in the Masters tournament there in Lauderhill. California Knights won 29-1. And 8.3 of the 10 overs, which is an enormous score when you think of it. In that game, we have Jack Callis, 44 from 25 balls, and Milind Kumar, 68 from 25 balls, with 17 extras, 129-1. Looks like we have over about 13 runs and over in this match. So it's very exciting going on there if you get that. The problem right now, and it's not really a bad problem, is that there are so much cricket going at the moment, and they all seem to be bowling off at the same time of the day. So it's hard for you to be able to keep up with one as a favorite because they're all interesting, they're all exciting, and we certainly want to know what's going on there. So I think we need several eyes, several screens and so on. Anyway, that's what is currently ongoing. Of course, there's also soccer going on right now within the Premier League. You have Brentford against Fulham, and there's also matches with Liverpool will be playing Bournemouth. In fact, the current score is Liverpool 0, Bournemouth 1. Tottenham Hotspur will take on Manchester United at 12:30 your time, and Manchester City will take on Newcastle at 3 p.m. your time. So the current score is 0-0 between Brentford and Fulham in the Premier League. So a lot of exciting sports, and of course we've only just touched on the very basic. As Liam pointed out, the women's final set to take place, I think, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
Very early. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, going into Monday morning. Sunday night going into Monday morning. I know for my time it's about 3 a.m., so it'll probably be closer to 6 a.m. Eastern time zone. England take on Spain, and my money right now is on England to take this one. But you know, with the ending of the women's final, we should not forget that there are teams in the 32 of teams from places like Jamaica, Morocco, South Africa, Nigeria, who went to this World Cup and showed a lot of guts, fortitude, a lot of skills and talent to make it through. 4 years ago, many of those teams were not on the radar in terms of playing women's soccer, yet they came out this year and they have done well and certainly increased the status of their national team. My favorites way back when was England, France, Netherlands, USA. Right now, it seems England is the only one of my four picks. And of course, the surprise team of the tournament is the Japanese, who have played some enormously exciting soccer. Well, so such is the news that we have. Go ahead.
Just to add to, I came in just to just say, all the years I was of the opinion that England had won a Women's World Cup, and they have never won. This is their first time at it, so we just hope that England wins. I'm like Dennis, I'm with England, but you can't rule out Spain whatsoever. They are a worthy opponent. And just to bring you up to date a little bit with India. India are touring Ireland now, and they won a close match yesterday, at least at BL, by the Duckworth-Lewis method. And they had a victory yesterday. And the big news is that Bumrah is back after 11 months absence. So that's another one thing that we have to. And the New Zealand are playing the United Arab Emirates. They won their first match, and today New Zealand are 24-1. That's the latest score we have there for that T20. And much more to come tomorrow, of course, when we come on live from 6 p.m. until 9. So please be sure to join us as well.
One final word for you, Ivor, and that, of course, many of us are aware that Lionel Messi have gone to join Inter Miami, and a lot of action and excitement down there for the local soccer crowd. Of course, Messi has scored a boatload of goals down there since he started. I think I heard something like 10 goals in 10 games or something to that effect. But at any rate, he is really gearing up a storm down there in Miami. And their team is in the MLS season cup final, league's cup final. So those fans down there in Miami, I think there'll be some excitement if you can find time to get down to Inter Miami and take on the great Lionel Messi at play. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, tomorrow the heavyweight comes in at 6 o'clock until 9 in the p.m. You will hear the inside edge by, of course, you get the coach's corner. And, of course, you two can be part of the conversation. It's 515-605-9850. And you push that one, and you becomes audible. And, of course, just keep it within broadcast standard, and you'll be in for a very, very exciting show. The only show in all of North America that brings you exclusive cricket on a Sunday. Sunday begins the week, so it can only be one first. So join the cricket show tomorrow from 6 o'clock. Don't be late. You're going to have Skyler stand by to greet his many fans. And, of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date coming up. So let's head on out of sports.
Yes, Ivor, yes, yes. According to my boy, you hearing me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I know you.
Just want to make sure.
You're a little better because of the whooping, but it's okay.
No. Because of my boy, not only did West Indies win a series, but West Indies win a series. Now, I'm gonna let you share your joy. I'm gonna let you wallow. I'm gonna let you I'm gonna let you gloat. Now gloating takes a lot of a hot air, you know. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So watch your case that somebody don't pop your gloating, don't start throw a pin at your gloating balloon. Because then it's going to pop. So,
yeah.
Be modest in your gloatiness. If you think I'm lying, ask Dana. Wherever Dana is, you ask her. And she will tell you. Okay.
Well,
Dana said to me.
I tend to forget things. But just in case I didn't tell you. Let me tell you now.
The
series against India.
Yeah,
I
heard you say that a number of times, and conveniently you forget you said it. Yeah. Conveniently you have convenient amnesia. you have convenient amnesia of saying it all the times before. But I understand. You give a man in the desert a cold glass of water, and all of a sudden, thank you for giving him assistance. So. You understand that, right?
Hmm.
Okay, Dana, come on, help me on this one, because Dana told me, Colonel, I can't gloat yet, because you know, if she say humble pie, Dana say humble pie don't taste good, so she not ready to gloat yet. Dana, come on in and help me on this one. Because, you know, we can't keep Ivor in his skin after this one. He over your case and mine like white and rice, as the people say. But we can handle it. we are sitting comfortably. Okay? Okay. Anyways, it's been a wonderful moment. It's been a week of joy. You see my brother, I was so happy. And I don't want to show rain on his parade. So, but
I forgot to tell you one thing. Just before you come with your fans.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget to tell you this.
Okay.
West Indies won India.
Okay, I got it. I remember. Okay, Dana, you heard that? West Indies won India. You see, I said it for Dana as well. Okay. All right. That's a wonderful moment. Okay. So let me now go on.
I let go Dana give it then.
No more about that. Dana gonna tell me we're gonna talk in twos. Don't worry about that. I'm comfortable enough to speak for me and Dana. So you don't even worry about that. We got to worry about you. Okay. Yes, let me greet the special fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And you already know who they are, but we'd like to tell you again. Not that we forget, but they are such enduring and exciting fans. And they rally around us all the time because they are the ones we hear from to say how good we are doing, how good we are not doing, and keep this show great, all the fans. So let me say good morning to the fans up in New York. Ina, Matrice, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs Nisbet. And our best wishes go out to Lady Babs Nisbet, our prayers in hoping for her full recovery. You know we love you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where we are going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. Irma is still celebrating August. I celebrated her birthday on August 8th. So, well, we're still going to say happy birthday to you and hope that you're still celebrating, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, and all the fans over there in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. Oh, Lynette is just sending us reports out of Sinkit. She's not really in Sinkit. Ah, Hashigamak. Anyway, whatever it is, this is the summer and she's on vacation. She's having a splash. Oh, is that a ball? Both of them. A ball, is a splash in the ball. Okay. A ball in this, whatever it is. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to all the friends over there in St. Kitts. I'm going to go across to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his new wife and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lely C. Griffin. And while I'm at it, let me say good morning to my classmates of the 1972 Charlestown Secondary School. Oh, Iva, did I tell you that I got my magazine earlier this week? It's a beautiful magazine. I'm hoping that you got yours. So, and particularly to my dear friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent, listening to us over there in Nevis. Good morning to you all. I'm going to go on over to the UK where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And Omel should have some kind of special attention today because, you know what? Tomorrow is Omel's birthday. Happy birthday, Omel. And we hope that you're going to have a splash. But, you know, like I would say, if you're, because we also have to say condolences. So I would say if he lost I don't know. I can't repeat what I say because sometimes you just forget and then say the other thing the next time. But anyway, in as much as you are going to do the home-going celebrations for your mother, we also hope that you would enjoy your birthday, Omel, and have a good one. Let me say good morning to Michelle as well. And you know, Michelle steps in here and she loves Calypso. You know, so we're going to do one for you and Michelle, Omel. Good morning to you and all the fans over there in the UK. I've come across the channel, but I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And we hope all the best for the brother. We're looking forward and hoping that he comes back around and we can hear him a little bit more, even on the musical scene, because he's done so much, you know, a real genius in his line of work. Is it work or entertainment? Whatever. I'm going to also say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. And we've been hearing from Cutner on a regular basis right now. It's always great to hear Cutner, man. Always something exciting, charming, and funny. Good morning, Cutner. We can hope we can hear from you as much as possible. Oh, and I forget to tell you something. And Woo Mortress would not let me forget this if I make this mistake. Cutner, Jerome Cutner Richardson, he's down there in the southwest, and he comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Good morning. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. We are going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. And they're celebrating something, either the heat, the cold, the summer, something. But whatever it is, we hope that they're celebrating it with all the joy. And Iva, I'm going to remember to tell them that West Indies won a series. That may get them excited if there's nothing else in Georgia to get you excited. That should. What do you think? Anyway, let me go on off to Melbourne. And I keep hearing from my dear sister Yvonne. She keeps me laughing, hoping that she's laughing as well. I know she is. Always with a little mischief, a little grin. That's why you have to love her. Good morning, Yvonne. And hoping that you are having a great time. Good morning, Kathleen, the favorite fan of the Inspirational Hour. Hoping that you're having a great day today and enjoy that inspiration as much, and the rest of the show, as much as you enjoy the Inspirational Hour. That said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices with your host, Mr. Ivor Henry. Take it up from there, Ivor.
All right, Omel, this one's for you.
Some more. The time has come for every man in the Caribbean. Hold one command destiny. It's time to take our people free. We have got to stand up for the right. Violence, our hands are tied, we don't control our actions.
no warriors left among us to rise and shine. No heroes left to rise up unto the shrine. No martyrs in our history for the youth to do. Scholars died to make us free. Puffy died to make us free. Gandhi died to make us free. Must all these warriors die in vain while we go back to slavery once again? If you think the battle is done, my brother, if you are riding an illusion, an illusion. You talk of progress, love and justice, peace and unity. All illusion, all illusion. We have no hold on these our native islands. Our hands are tied, we don't control our actions. From the we power together in a social endeavor of our own. Social control, it's slave no more, it's slave no more. For business we'll slave no more, we'll beg no more, we'll stoop no more. For business. Has only just begun. We've got to carry on. United in West Indian land. Basic and generation. But independent in this region don't mean one down. If we can be independent as one, the economic and policy that is happening, the people voices are ringing. We are tired of living a life of total subjection. Told what to spend and what to keep. God knows sometimes we a little have enough to eat. If you think the battle is done, my brother, if you are riding an illusion, you talk of progress, love and justice, peace and unity. All illusion, all illusion. We have the whole and need our native island. Our hands are tied. We power together in a social endeavor of own. Social control, we slave no more, we slave no more. Only then we'll slave no more. We'll beg no more, we'll stoop no more. Only then we'll slave no more.
Yes, indeed, that's the monarch, King Short Shirt of Antigua and Barbuda. And he says, it's an illusion. It is an illusion. Well, right about now, we are going to take care of the birthday of Cardinal Sam.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Slow down a little bit. Okay. And it's the 231st day of the year 2023. Isn't that a lot of days for a year that we just celebrated New Year's Day? Well, it is. But that's the way it is. Today is the birthday of Sheldon Cottrell out of Jamaica. Michael Louis out of St. Kitts Nevis. Out of England, Ian Gould, an umpire. Sarah Jane Cook. Tom Cola Cadmore, out of New Zealand, Carl Burfin, Cranwell Bull, all the bulls today. Out of Kuwait, Adnan Idris. Out of Australia, Graham Baird. Out of Zimbabwe, Craig Irvin. Out of the Netherlands, Paul Jan Baka. It's the birthday of Matthew Perry from this comedy Friends, television comedy Friends. Orville Wright, the inventor of the first successful airplane. William Marshall, an African-American actor and director. Bill Clinton, the 42nd president of the United States. Actress Kyra Sedgwick, from the movie The Closer. Actor Gerald McCraney. Satya Nadella, chairman and CEO of Microsoft. Singer Johnny Nash. Remember him? I Can See Clearly Now and that kind of music. You know, I had some time in Jamaica with his music. Charles Bolden is now an African-American astronaut. Malcolm Forbes, the American publisher of Forbes magazine. Bill Schumacher, American Hall of Fame jockey. Edwin Hawkins, the American gospel musician and choir master and composer. Mary Jo Fernandez, a tennis player. I think she's out of Cuba or the Dominican Republic. I'm not sure which one. She's now a broadcaster, a sports commentator. She won Olympic gold in 1992 and 1996. Mary Jo Fernandez. In 1692, five more people were hanged for witchcraft, making it 19 in all in Salem, Massachusetts. It was known as the Salem Witch Hunt. In 1791, Benjamin Banneker sends a copy of his almanac and writes a letter to Thomas Jefferson criticizing his pro-slavery stance and requesting justice for African Americans using the language from the Declaration of Independence. In other words, he was telling Jefferson, man, you are a hypocrite. This is what you write, and this is what you do. Good man. In 1848, New York Herald is the first major Eastern newspaper to report the discovery of gold in California. In 1900, the start of the first and only Olympic cricket match in Paris. Britain beats France by 158 runs. Now they've been fighting to get it back into the Olympics. Now you got a good model because West Indies can win that. What do you think, Ivor? Okay. 2020 cricket back into the Olympics. Indianapolis Motor Speedway driver. Okay. No, sorry. Indianapolis Speedway. Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The home of the Indianapolis 500 opens in Speedway, Indiana. In 1917, team managers John McGraw and Christy McThusen were arrested for breaking New York City's blue laws. The crime was their team playing baseball on a Sunday. Wow. And now Sunday is the biggest day for baseball. How could have been a crime then and can be a crime now? In 1941, Romania annexes Transnistria territory from the Soviet Union after the Operation of Barbarossa. In 1953, democratically elected Prime Minister of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, is overthrown in a coup orchestrated by the UK. Well, what's new? The overthrow, the operation was called Operation Boot. And the U.S., on the same name, the TPA Jacks Project. In 1963, the NAACP Youth Council began sit-ins at lunch counters, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. In 1967, the Beatles, All You Need Is Love, that single goes to number one. In 1970, the Chinese community in South Africa is granted white status here. Wow. In 1977, Groucho Marx, an American comedian, dies at the age of 86. In 1982, Ronaldo Nehemiah of the United States sets a new world record for 110-meter hurdles, 12.93 seconds. In 1985, following the Rubicon speech 4 days earlier, Archbishop Desmond Tutu snubbed President P.W. Botha's invitation to attend a meeting to discuss the role and actions of police and security forces in South Africa. Why waste my time? Botha says, you're not going to change. Nothing going to make you change. Conservative members of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union attempt to depose Mikhail Gorbachev in a coup d'etat. That's in 1991. In 1992, Sri Lanka make their first and then highest test cricket score of 547/8 versus Australia. In 1995, former world heavyweight boxing champion Iron Mike Tyson returns to the ring after serving 3 years in prison and beat Peter McNeely by knockout in 89 seconds. In 1999, in Belgrade, tens of thousands of Serbians rallied to demand the resignation of Slobodan Milosevic as president of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. In 2010, Operation Iraqi Freedom ends with the last of the United States Brigade combat teams crossing the border into Kuwait. In 2017, Dick Gregory, an American comedian and civil rights activist and dietitian, dies of heart failure at the age of 84. In 2019, Sudanese ex-president Omar al-Bashir admits he has received $90 million from Saudi Arabian royals at the start of his corruption trial in Khartoum. In 2020, Apple Inc. becomes the first United States company to be valued at over $2 trillion just 2 years after it reached $1 trillion valuation. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, August 19th, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you, Ivan.
Happy birthday!
Say something to wake her up, so he requested this one.
This is what you've been waiting for. If you ask for more. Love! A tune for Brad, a tune for Pam, any kind of man.
About the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place where there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Alright, come on, Dennis.
Alright, yes. Debbie and Dawn have been with us for many months, and they have a mission together with the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group. Their mission is to help those in need. Debbie and Dawn have not been able to join us due to circumstances outside of their control. Nevertheless, the goal that this charity group has supported is still very much in need of your assistance. There are many of our fellow citizens and families who would welcome your reaching out to help. Help with and by any means that you can. Food, clothing, materials, school supplies, and donation of money, even time, will go a long way to help. We are encouraging our listeners to contact Debbie and email Debbie Campbell NYC, that's Debbie Campbell, that's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, Debbie Campbell NYC at AOL.com, telephone 1-845-820-6598, or Dawn, email burton697@gmail.com, telephone 785-554-5628, that's 785-554-5628, or 913-283-9741. So not just our listeners, we hope that you will pass the message on to your friends and families and those who are hearing this message. Remember, there are many folks out there in Antigua and Barbuda who would welcome and appreciate your care, your concern, and whatever donation you can make to help to assist them with the hardship that is within their community. Yeah. Ivor, back to you.
Leanne, are you with us?
Johnny, voice and steel. Johnny Gomes out of Antigua and steel sand. It is well with my soul. But we're going to make Don Cochran a little better now because Leon has that magic touch. Leon, come on, let's get your voice.
Yes, send it yes, up. Indeed.
Don Cochran,
I'm so sad to hear about Don's illnesses. But dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning to lift up our dear sister Dawn as she goes through a series of uncertainty, Lord. Lord, you know her heart. She's one who has put out a lot to help others, Lord. We call on you this morning to touch the body of our dear sister Dawn Cochran as she goes through these episodes of illnesses, Lord. Lord, touch her from the bottom of her feet to the top of her head, Lord. Lord, you know she has work left to do for you. And we pray, Father, that you just have a special part in her life this morning. Let her be back with us to continue the work she has done in Antigua and are continuing to do. Lord, it is imperative that you touch her body and touch that note. Let others know that you are still in charge. As a great physician, we thank you for what you have done so far for her, Lord, and we just pray that you will just continue to heal her from and let her be whole again. One, Lord, she has put out a lot for you, and I know she has more left to do for you. Thank you for what you have done for her and for her family in general, Lord. Touch her body. Let her be back with us again to continue the work that she has started. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colonel, we are going down the hill past 11 o'clock. I think the folks are waiting for your commentary. Folks, again, remember, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, your greatest show on a Saturday morning. Again, we want to thank you for gracing us with your presence. Do bring along someone when you're coming. Colonel, come on in.
Yes, yes. Hope this one will grab you. Now, the civil rights initiatives in the United States paved the way for the expansion of the black middle class and the emergence of a new black bourgeoisie, mainly through sports and entertainment. Black people rose to social status of celebrity. But in the meantime, liberal whites celebrated themselves as the proud architects of this new era. It forced white America to hold its breath, stifle its true feelings, and suppress public display of contempt for black people. The use of the term nigger was erased from the public record. White Americans convinced themselves that their country had detached itself from its racist origins and had made the unequal equal. The black bourgeoisie became the standard bearer of this claim of detachment. The fundamental substance of their logic was: racism is not stopping anybody from achieving whatever they wish to become, because look at me. And we were told to look at the Bill Cosby and the Michael Jordan and the Oprah Winfrey to tell us what black people can achieve in America, and that racism was not holding anybody back anymore. As a matter of fact, this was part of Bill Cosby's famous speeches. Black people, pull up your pants, stop talking Ebonics, get white, and you will succeed. We know what happened to Bill Cosby after that. So That's another story. Now, recent events prove that this was a myth. Not entirely so, as they say in Antigua. Because in 1991, in his book, Rage of a Privileged Class, the author Ellis Coase argued that the black bourgeoisie or the black celebrity in America accepted indignity in silence in order to hold on to their social status. And for 60 plus years, this myth kept the sweltering rage of racist contempt covered from public view, at least in some aspects. Chiefly, when the people of the underclass got mauled, tortured by police, we say they must have done something wrong, or else the police would not have bothered them. That is not our America anymore. And people like Amadou Diallo, Zongo, Johnny Gamage, and I could call hundreds of others more, their circumstances were swept under the carpet so that America continued this image of distancing itself from its racist origin. So this continued for 60 plus years. And then Barack Obama was elected president in 2008. Damn it, man. A black president in America? This was not even supposed to happen in God's lifetime. Thereafter, all pretenses were dropped. The gloves were off. And we saw what some call now a resurgence of racist antagonism in its most repulsive form. But is it a resurgence? Or is it something that has always been there, but like Ellis Coase says in his book, we accepted it in silence in the hope that we might get a little something more. Now, to think that right after the end of Obama's administration and his presidency, America elected a president who ran a blatantly racist campaign. This was no fluke or accident. Scandal surrounding Donald Trump right now, there is still a major concern that he can still win the presidency in 2024. That is because America knows, the people of America know, that the racist spirit and energy that Donald Trump exploits to win the presidency is still at the core of white American electorate. Therefore, Trump seems untouchable as a political campaigner. Not only that, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is convinced that this blatant racist approach improves his chances in his bid to become president of the United States. So what does that tell you? Now, this kind of political campaign for public office has not been seen so strongly in the U.S. since the 1960s. Remember George Wallace? Segregation now, segregation never, ever. No, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. George Wallace, governor, he was governor of Georgia, even though he failed to become the president of the United States. This was the kind of campaign that got you into the presidency in the 1960s. Now, people like what's his name? Richard Nixon, they were more veiled and deceptive in their delivery. But the essence of it was still there. Okay? So, did it go anywhere? No, Donald Trump represents to us all that the spirit that dictates the dehumanization of black people is still at the core, the heart and soul of the American social construct. His presence reminds us of where we are in America, not because we have not suffered yet, but there are those who have experienced the trauma of this, what we call resurgence. But like I said, is it a resurgence or is it just that the technology is now bringing us a part of it that we have avoided all these years? Do you remember Arbery and how long it took before they arrested somebody for his murder? I mean, these guys were out there acting as if they got the right to murder Ahmaud Arbery. Now, I don't have to tell anybody about George Floyd. Okay? But these were cases that prior, or even in the 90s, would not have gone and seen a prosecution. So people think now that this is a kind of resurgence. It's not a resurgence. It was always there. It's my position. It's been always there. But the technology has brought it more to our attention. Like the little girl, Danella Fraser, who brought us the images of George Floyd's murder. Now, over in Lincoln County, Mississippi, the Montero Gibson, a FedEx delivery driver, he's going to have to wait a little longer to know what's going to happen to the men who shot at him while he was delivering packages in doing his job. These men chased after him, shot at his vehicle, damaged the goods inside, and none of them, up to this point, even though they are on trial, none of them was ever arrested. Now, in the midst of the trial, in the courtroom, it was discovered that Gibson had given a statement to the police, which the police hid. The police neither gave it to the prosecution nor the defense. But it was exposed in court, and so the judge had no choice but to declare a mistrial. Now, what's going to happen here? The pressure is on the prosecution, so that it's an attempt to sabotage the prosecution of these two white men so that they can walk scot-free. Okay? And they have been intended to sabotage this prosecution ever since the crime was committed, because they hid the evidence. They did not arrest these guys and pretended that nothing happened. And this was the police in Mississippi, Lincoln County, Mississippi. Now, following this, now we have heard that the KKK is a private enterprise operating outside the bounds of society. But now we know that it was always an instrument of state terrorism operating under color of law. Now it operates under the name of police department. Now, six white police officers of the Rankin County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office pled guilty earlier this week, to state and federal charges for torturing two black men, Michael Jenkins and Terrell Parker, in their home just because they live there. Imagine that. One of the officers, a Mr. Hunter Elwood, put a gun in Jenkins' mouth and pulled the trigger. The bullet came out on the side. The young man is alive, but his face is paralyzed. He doesn't speak too well. He speaks as if he had a stroke. Now, this gang, who call themselves the Goon Squad because of the excessive force that they are able to use with impunity, and some of their encounters with black people have ended in the death of black people. One of them, a young man by the name of David Cameron. And they have never been prosecuted. Now, this is also in Mississippi. Now, a few days ago, a gentleman, and I think he's from Jamaica, because I hear him cussing. I hear him cussing, and you know how Jamaicans cuss. He sent his son out to take out the garbage. Now, he thought the young man was kind of a little long in coming back, so he walked to the door. When he looked out, police got his son in handcuffs and putting him inside a police cruiser. When he inquired as to why his son was being arrested, you know the famous answer, he fit the description. Now, you traumatize this 12-year-old. He knows what police do to black men in America. So the moment they show up, he's traumatized, and he's going to be traumatized for the rest of his life. Hopefully that he gets some kind of therapy, and because all of us need that kind of therapy. Most of us don't get it. Here it is, I'm saying. Is this a resurgence, or is it just the fact the technology brings it closer to home? We can no longer dismiss it like we dismissed Amadou Diallo or Abner Louima or Zongo or any of those before, or Johnny Gamage or James Byrd. We can no longer dismiss it because this is coming into our homes, and the politicians have taken the gloves off. So what is it that we are going to do? What is it that we are going to do next to navigate this culture of racist hostility that we have to face every day? Those are my thoughts. You can add yours if you want, or discredit mine if you so wish. I welcome you anyway. Let's talk. Back to you, Ivan.
All right. Well, we're going to have a few comments, but after this, because I think these guys are operating as smooth criminals in uniform. For your boy. Put a gun in someone's mouth. Come and put it in the room. Thank you.
verify that for yourself. You've been hit by, been struck by a smooth criminal. I just can't believe what put a gun in a person's mouth, pull the trigger, put a black boy in the back seat of a car, handcuffed, and saying you fit the description. Do you really think they care about us? Do you really think that? I don't really think they care about us, because I asked the question one day. I really asked it I said, do you really believe that these white cops sleep well at night when they know they innocently lie on a black man, arrest him, lock him up, watch him haul off to jail, but worse yet, kill him? And this was the part that I spoke to the person about. You kill an innocent man, a black man. Women kill him. You really go home and sleep? You know what the answer to me was? The answer came in the form of a question. He said, when you see a cockroach run across your home, you know, in your space, and you go and you stamp it and you mash it, do you sleep well when the night comes? Do you feel sorry that you killed the cockroach? I said, no. Well, he said, that's exactly how they feel when they kill a black man. They go home and they sleep, as far as they're concerned, they kill the cockroach. I said, wow. And I tend to want to believe that, because even after Floyd, which was in broad daylight with people around begging for mercy, telling you what you're doing is wrong, videos go on, they didn't move. He was tried in court. People get jailed. These kind of things are still happening in broad daylight for people to record and for them to see. I find it troubling. I don't know if Dennis have a comment or any comment at this time, because we're in. Yes, come on in.
Following on the theme of the Cardinal, it's clear outright racism, and how shameful it is that teaching history from the perspective of proponents such as Ron DeSantis, this is just another aspect of the same book, a chapter in the same book. How is it white students may see the, you know, the teaching of history as per Ron DeSantis, a white student may see the real facts of the treatment and subjugation of black people. In so doing, white student may get upset when learning this truth. Excuse the noise, it's not me, it's coming from outside my window, I'm afraid. Anyway, in so doing, white student may get upset when learning this truth. My question is this, Ivor. Those in the DeSantis camp have no compunction about the feeling of white students hearing the truth. But what of the black students? Don't they have feelings too? Black students are well aware of the history and discrimination. And they do sit in a classroom with white students with no overt or obvious sign of animosity or ill feeling. So clearly, those pushing the revision and dismissal of the real history of slavery have an agenda to push white and black students from viewing each other as Americans with equal rights. The objective clearly is to stoke animosity, resentment, and hatred, thus perpetuating superiority and inferiority, stoking divisiveness and all in the goal or the aim to keep one race down and the other race on top. Ivor, that's my quick overview comments on the theme racism, which is so obviously rampant and raging in this country, especially in, dare we say, those so-called red states and southern states of America. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes. I got to the stuff about Juan DeSantis, too, because earlier this week, the teachers and others were protesting in Miami. They were on strike. I can't see you're going to tell, you're going to have your white history, your Spanish, the what is not, what have you. But you want to teach the black history? I mean, this man wants to run for the presidency of these United States. So this is what he's trying to hold in one. Could you imagine what he would do with all he said? Could you imagine? I don't know what this country is coming to. But then the whole world is looking up to America. And they see these things because they're on the news worldwide. Here is a guy with nearly 100 charges pending and vying to sit in the president's chair. And people are supporting it, saying a man don't have a way to support what he wants. But how in good conscience, man? Come on, man. Now, the lady, well, I shouldn't say the lady, the powers that be in Georgia is saying, nobody's above the law, so we're going to treat everybody the same way. You get your mugshot taken, they do what they want to do with it, I don't care. You have the money to bond out, you go bond out to do what you have to do. And I just believe that's the way it should go. I mean, kisses go by favor, we understand that. If you can avoid the spectacle and all this, you know, hoobla hoobla. Of course, by all means, avoid it. Traffic jam, people want to behave like hooligans. Okay, avoid it. Do things peacefully. But let the process go through for every man. And a man is innocent until proven guilty. I agree with that. So you can go on, you can campaign, you can do all you have to do. But no special privilege should be given to you because of that. And don't put off nothing because an election is down the road and we're going to try you before that and convention here and convention there. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I know the wheels of justice grind slowly, turn slowly, or what have you. But I believe justice delayed is justice denied. This man been too long having all kinds of things over his head. People have gone to jail for things that he has. To me, he was involved in. So let me say that. I just said you're innocent until proven guilty. But I've heard this man's own mouth telling people, we shall go down to the Capitol. I'll be there with you. Then somebody just knocked him out from there and just said, no, you don't go. But you don't rile up the people to go in there to kill people. People died. People were injured. And you're telling me you're going to sit down and listen to the man to say he's supposed to be the ruler of the world? Then we have elections around the world, in the Caribbean especially, and you tell me you're sending down overseers from these United States and they can't even conduct their own election? I mean, come on now, what are you telling me? Something is wrong. And then we call ourselves independent nations. I think we first got to stand up together, especially in the Caribbean, as the people in Miami are standing up to the powers that be. I don't like sheep. Just a little truth. Yes, I know orders can push down this and that. They say be humble enough to obey. You may be giving orders someday. But is that everything that they dish out to you over there? You just take it up and run with it. This is the curriculum. Just say that black people never exist. Just slavery never exist. Yeah, you benefited from slavery. Just say, yes, yes, you did. It was good. And I must go in and teach that. Because you written in black and white, and some people sit down and write and say, I must teach my kids that slavery was a good thing. No, don't be no sheep. Don't follow that. If your conviction is telling you that's not true.
what can be beneficial to people with these songs? You can hear the groan in them sometimes, with the lashes over their back, the wail. They take their wives, you impregnate them. What can be, what can you glorify in slavery? What, the Uncle Tom who went and said, what, there's a better place than here because he get a cup of water? No, I can't judge it from you and you alone out there. And as Bob Marley would have said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Then, man, you might see the whip, man, but you're feeling the lashes up in your head. And the Ron DeSantis and those guys there exactly going to put you in bondage. On this platform, I'm saying, run away far from those people. Run away from them. Run away from this Donald Trump, let me call his name, because all you can see is going in here is for vengeance if you only get back in there. Knowing that is last term, you can only do two terms. What else is he going in there for? What else? This man been brought up on impeachment twice with all the evidence in the world. And because I have a majority that is in my party and I need to put my vote over there to say, yes, you're guilty. You're guilty of sin. But we're not going to do that because you're one of us. And now we can't say too many things about you because we need his support. We need his thing. How can the hell one man have a stronghold? Have a whole Republican Party. And this man was never a politician. He was a businessman, a failed one at that. And he have a whole party here hung up by the neck. Can we listen, close it out? You invited the comments. You heard Dennis, you heard me. Anyone else want to come on in? It's 563-999-3693. Those who are with us, you can feel free to come on in. Moses is a bit under the weather. She asked not to be audible today, so she's not really ignoring us. I spoke with her, and I did say, oh, finally, Barry White. Oh, that's, oh no. It's Mercury, sad. It's still an entertainment show. And Lynette is busy getting ready, busy with her vacation. So she's listening on the web. So she sends her greetings to one and all. Barbara herself is busy entertaining. So you didn't hear her, but she listened in as well. So for all you folks, if you to chime in on Cardinal's comment, feel free to do so. If you want to bring something else to the fore, you can do so. But Cardinal, you've heard our comment. If you care to wrap it up, that's fine. I might do Omel some justice here by having a shake a leg. But she just texted me and said, it is disheartening for what we just heard. It's true. So, could you kindly play me some music when Cardinal finish? Oh, and Marcus, we'll hear from Cardinal. Cardinal, come on.
Yeah, see, but the thing is that we cannot remain, subservient while this is going on. The mistake that happened over the course of what was called the civil rights era, the mistake that was happened is that we were focused on creating this aristocracy, this black aristocracy. And that became the spokesperson for all of us, even though all of us were not enjoying the privileges that they enjoyed. I could remember one time Morgan Freeman was talking to Mike Wallace. And Mike Wallace was asking, well, what's the answer to racism? And Morgan Freeman says, well, just stop talking about it. You know, I mean, we're going to agree that Morgan Freeman is a great actor and he can take home what award that is, the Academy Award or whichever award it is. You know, he can take home the Academy Award for his great acting. But with that comment, he would never take home an award as a as an intellectual for the assessment of our social condition with respect to racism. I don't see how not talking about it could end it. So what we end up doing here is the racist is right in the middle of the conversation and he gets talked about more than anything else. So while we should be talking about racism, we're talking about the racist and we are not talking about racism itself, because that's what's at the heart of this thing. Not Donald Trump, because Donald Trump could not be elected president unless there were a significant number of people who were willing to vote for him and who were willing to advance his campaign. So we are looking at a whole cultural, socio-cultural problem in the context of a single man. And that is a grave mistake. It's a very serious mistake. If we don't talk about Donald Trump, but we talk about racism, and we let people know that, hey, you are in this boat too. I don't care whether you call yourself Democrat or Republican or liberal or conservative. You are in this damn boat and you are responsible for the preservation of these conditions that black people have to endure every day. And these circumstances are traumatic. They destroy lives. They destroy lives by blood. They destroy lives mentally and psychologically. They force people into situations that they would not otherwise be in. And this myth that pervaded the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that it's gone and it's only black people now have to fulfill the responsibility to themselves by making their place in America. That myth that was paraded by our black bourgeoisie, that is also part of the problem. That's my last comment, Ivor.
Okay. Something just came to my phone here. Let me just read it here. Good morning. It was forwarded to me, so it was sent to someone else. I got to check to send it. Please tell Ivor the songs, they were great, especially the last requested one. Wow. Very anointing. Oh, they're listening. I have to find out. Came in the morning on my phone. They just started there. But I have a demand here. I thought I would have been representing Miss Lynette, but Miss Mertes, I'm going to call him. She said, I want you to play a song by Elimat, and the song is Simiya, because Lynette is right here. Why representing Lynette? I was putting my plate.
Everywhere I go, hope I roam. The love New York must take it is my home. And I will always try to promote my burning land. I don't care if I must do it alone. My track record is here for all to see. Unlike those who rob the treasury. I have never in my life take what me and put on. Jail and quarters was not made for me.
Somebody so full of confidence like this woman named Lynette, but Timia, she ain't backing down from no.
Morning.
Yeah, morning.
Hello.
We are here.
Hello, morning, everybody. That's my tea song. I love it. Timia.
Yeah.
Frank and bold and brave.
Bold and brave. Well, so well. How much you love my friend? Call me a man on the phone, telling me, why are you representing Lynette? And she's up there. Why are you saying this? I said, she's on a vacation. He said, well, she right there. Play Simia. Play Elima. why do you have the telephone for you guys? No,
thank you, Mertris. Thank you, Mertris. And Mertris say you must read what her mom wrote, sent to you. That's what she. That's the message I got to give to you.
Oh,
anyway, good morning, everybody. Dennis and Leon and Cardinal and Murchis and Donna and Kathleen down there in St. Croix and whoever else is listening. Morning.
Morning. I have some updated scores for you.
Oh, yes. Updated scores. Yes. Come on in.
Well, the match has been delayed by rain and the wet outfield in the CPL after the Trinidad-Tobago Knight Riders have scored 19 for 1 in 3 overs. Rain and wet outfield has delayed. There have been no plays since then. So we will see. New Zealand won 38 for 7 in their 19.3 overs against UAE. And match again has been the 20, the T10 Masters. We have the California Knights 158 for 1. The Texas Chargers were 110 for 8. So the California Knights took that one. And in the men's 100, we have the Trent Rockets 162 for 6. Birmingham Phoenix men are 86 for 5 in 69 overs. The women's 100, let's see if we can get the women's 100 for you. Yeah, the women's 100, we have the Oval Invincibles 130 for 6 and the Southern Brave women 89 for 3 and a second match of that series. Let's see if we can find that for you. No, I can't find that one right now. But yes, it looks like 130, Trent Rockets 134 for 6, Birmingham Phoenix 131 for 4, Rockets won by 3 runs. So once again, the CPL has been rained affected up to this point. And it's been delayed. So we will see. In soccer, Fulham losing 2-0 to Brentford, Liverpool winning 3-1 against Bournemouth. And that, I think, is a wrap-up for you of the sports news as we have it. Back to you, Alex.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, just before we get back to Lynette, yes, I went and I checked here. Mama Bobsy said, happy birthday to my granddaughter, Tiana Nisbet, over there in Nevis. I may she live to see many more years. All love from Krishna. So, grandma, that love is nice, but it hurts so bad because she's all the way in Nevis. She's here sending love. So, love is nice, but it hurts bad. Then Murchie said, boy, you played a good one. Wake me up and make me walk up.
Well, you don't know, so we come again. Be telling me. Bible me in the dragon ass, man. You don't know. With your good friend Oscar me. Yeah, man, you don't know, so we come and do it, man.
next week. I promise we'll find it and we'll label it and we'll get it on here for you and for the person you're sending it out to. That I promise you. We'll straighten that up. Final, thank everybody for coming to standing with Sister Kathleen this morning. Down to Donna B, who would have left us, and everyone else. And we'll be out of here in 40 seconds.
Yes, just let me say thanks to everyone who showed up. Dennis, Leon, Kathleen, and I know that Barbara got to be behind all this. So thank you, Barbara. I didn't hear your voice this morning, but I know you're there somewhere, because even the disgusting men, when they come through, there's a woman somewhere behind them. So thanks to all fans, friends, and supporters, and to my sister even over there. She sent me a joke. This guy calls up the number and he says, "Is this the Alcoholics Helpline?" They says, "Yes." He says, "Could you tell me how to make a mojito? Because I'm celebrating the victory of the West Indies." Thank you, everybody. We will see you next week around this time.
Those who are traveling, we're going to pray for traveling mercies for them. May they get to their destination in one piece. And return to their final destination on Earth when that time comes. We know Lynette would have spilled the beans. She said her vacation has been lovely, but has been gone because she spent time with her lovely daughter and, she said, handsome son, and that made her vacation 10 years after his secondary. So Lynette, continue to enjoy your summer. And I know it's hot. that much I can say. It's hot, but hey, better to be hot than to be freezing.
It's not hot.
Oh, it's not hot in your neck of the woods. You see, she's
no,
just a cool.
It's overcast and nice. It's nice.
Okay. It is nice. Okay, well, folks, we are going to exit in here. I have to get behind the camera shortly. There's a wedding with over 200 persons. I've never seen a wedding so big. Went to the place yesterday for rehearsal. Nice and big, so. Until, I should say next week, kind of would have already given the last word, but tomorrow we're going to meet with the heavyweights. 6 o'clock in the p.m., Donald made a request for Cardinal to return. So we'll wait with a breath to see if Donald wishes will come to. Donald have a way to get people to do things. So we will see, because the door is opened. Never stopped anybody. So you at 6 o'clock tomorrow on that cricket show. Let's hear the likes of Cardinal. He'll be coming off the front foot. Sooner or later, he'll be coming, giving back drive. Somewhere on, maybe a squeaker, pull or hook. But we'll wait for that tomorrow. So, folks, until time, may the best day be the best of your day. Adios, amiga.